In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on the prophet Zechariah, chapter 13 and verse 1. God, through the prophet, makes this promise that one day he will open a fountain for sin and uncleanness. That was a prediction back in the days of the Old Covenant. And God, in the days of the New Covenant, has opened that fountain. Now, a fountain. Sinners are poor, needy, thirsty sinners, and they need refreshing water, a fountain. But above all, the picture here, and it is a picture, it is figurative, it's of cleansing. Sinners are filthy sinners. I am. In the sight of God, you are. Yes, we are, my friend, we are filthy sinners, and we need to be washed from our sins. And there is only one place we can get washing for our sins, cleansing from them, and that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Zechariah predicts a day will come when God will open a fountain for sin and uncleanness. And Jesus Christ came into the world, sent into the world by his Father. He came willingly, and he opened that fountain by dying on the cross and shedding his blood. And if we are washed, figuratively, of course, spiritually, in the blood of Christ, not physically, but spiritually, in the blood of Christ, by trusting the blood of Christ, by trusting Christ to wash us, then we shall be washed from our sins. God is faithful and just. If we confess our sins to God, if we acknowledge them, 1 John chapter 1, if we acknowledge our sins and confess them, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, washed in the blood of the Lamb, made clean in the blood of Christ. This is the prediction in Zechariah, and Christ in the days of the Gospel, the days of the New Covenant, has accomplished and opened this fountain, brought it into being. And all who wash in the blood of Christ are forever pardoned. Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Come now and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There is no other place of cleansing. Islam doesn't have it. Buddhism doesn't have it. The philosophers don't have it. Works and ceremonies don't have it. Only the blood of Christ. William Cowper put it this way: there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Will you come, my friend, to Jesus now? Will you trust him now? Will you ask him, Lord, wash me from my sins? And I assure you, he will. You may say, well, you don't know my sins. You don't know my background. I don't need to. You don't know what I've said, what I've done, where I've been. You don't know. No, I don't need to. I tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin, even all yours. So come, I plead with you, I urge you, come to Jesus, come to this fountain and be washed. Now, I plead with you. Amen.